We love hip hop.
Right. Back to the potting. Yo, man. 2024, bro. We made it, man.
We made it.
Yo, quick fast, even before we get into any of the interview stuff. What was your 2024 like? Did you make a resolution?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Tell me why not.
I feel like if I'm going to do that, right? Like if I'm going to say, oh, let me make a New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. Why would I wait till the new year to start something that I know I should be starting from now?
Facts.
So that's how I look at it. I just say, you know what? I'm just going to do it from now. Whatever I say that I want to start from those times, I just start it right away. Like for example, like right now I'd be smoking, but I'm like, nah, that's part of my cutting back, right?
You know what I was going to ask you too.
I drink and I smoke, but I try to cut back now, like not as much. Like maybe I'll spliff before bed, or maybe when I'm in the studio.
Yeah.
Not maybe, I'm not lying. Yeah, when I'm in the studio, not every time, but just trying to cut it back, and especially the grabber. Grabber's killing my chest, brother.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
So you say you're waking up, coughing a phlegm. And
yeah.
Dark shit.
And when you have kids, I want to run around with them for as long as I can, bro. So it's like, forget about it. Like, one of my kids had soccer the other day, and I was just watching them running up and down, and I'm like, bro, how could I even like train you even if I wanted to? Like,
just started burning, just watching him.
Like, my son did cross country, and I'm saying, holy, I was recording him and I was running with him too. And I was like, I probably ran a fifth of what he ran, and I was already like out of breath, sweating. And I was like, yo, like, imagine now when they want to challenge me, right? Yo, dad, you're not about that. What am I gonna do, right? So I just start looking at it like it's not even just for me per se, it's just for the family.
Yeah. And you don't want to be a weak old man.
Nah, bro. And you know we live in a grungy city, so I want to be in tip-top shape.
No, that's why I appreciate you bringing these mango drinks over here.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Mango beverage.
But let's get into it, man. Let's get some music starting.
Yeah.
New year, new money. Let's get it popping, man. Let's see this.
This is old money, but this is still new money.
Still new money.
This should be a national anthem. When it comes to beat, I'm on site with it. Run up on me, I take your life, homie. This glizzy on my waist, taking life, homie.
Shake a nigga down like it's about to go down.
Be cold like this ice on me. Slide on who?
This ain't ice hockey.
We love hip hop.
Getting bucks, trying to make a meal off a walkie. Apply pressure when I'm in these streets. It's the heat wave when I wave the heat. Top boy like James, I got it. On point with the buckets like Van Vliet. In the trap all day and night, I can't sleep. Where I'm from, nigga, we play for keeps. And if your money's strong, then the case is weak.
Yeah, man. Back at it again. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread here with another interview for your head top. Before we get into it, I got to give a big salute to my sponsors right here. Big salute to Diamond Club. They got delivery all over the GTA and across Canada. Best piff, best edibles, pens, all types of different shatter, whatever you need. Hit them up on their Instagram page once again, Diamond Club_Canada. Or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed website and use the code We Love Hip Hop if you're looking for a discount. Also, if you need that blem, hit up Steamin' Hot Grabba. All right. They got all different types of grabba flavors and different ways of dispensing the grabba and stuff like that. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba. And, use the code We Love Hip Hop and get a little discount. Scene. But yeah, man. I've been seeing this gentleman around the scene here for a while now, and like we've interacted, like we've bumped into each other in so many different like circumstances and shit.
Yeah.
And you burnt down the freestyle on the Toronto's Realest Freestyle show.
Maybe
a few months ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or about a year ago now.
Is it a year now?
Yeah. And you know, I've been seeing this guy not just only music. But, you know, when I do see you on social media, you always have something insightful to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with no further ado, we have Bugs in the motherfucking building.
You already know the vibes.
So what's popping, fam? How's we were talking about before the new year. What was the highlight of your 2023?
Getting arrested. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Getting arrested was the highlight. Only because it opened my eyes up to being too comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, when you slip, you fall, right?
So facts.
The circumstances are just me just realizing my how valuable I am to my team, my family.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who are counting on me. I didn't do no crazy bit of time, but I'm still fighting it. But yeah, it was just an eye opener, just realizing which direction I really want to take this.
Yeah. And even like being away and stuff like that, or like just getting knocked in any type of way as an artist.
Yeah.
You know, over the years as growing up and stuff like that, when growing up before an artist, have you ever like had to do any like small little bids or anything?
Not a small bid. I did a lengthy bid.
You weren't a known artist at that point.
No.
Is it different now? Like when people are like, yo, a lie.
For me, it wasn't. I didn't get that. Like what a lot of other, I've heard other artists say, like certain people knew them.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was like 1-2. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold you a 1-2. But it was, for me, it was telling them who I was.
Yeah.
And them directly searching me up. Like the arresting officer who arrested me, they took property from me, which they wasn't supposed to. But they ended up having to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talked to the lawyers, whatever, figured that out. So I had to go and pick it up. But I had to pick it up from the arresting officer. And he directly told me when they arrested me that night, I must have told him I was a rapper.
Yeah.
Right. I don't remember. I was drunk. So he must have, listened to the music and he was complimenting me, like for real. And some of the COs in there when I was getting released, they went and listened to the music and yeah. So it was, and they actually complimented me. So that was different. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is with you, and we'll get off of this in a second, but with you, with listening to your music, it's not like you hear your music and it's like smoking on this person, fuck that person, right?
Yeah,
it's like good music, fam.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, speaking of music, you recently just dropped the EP, Bodbreed.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah. So give me the name, the reason for the name Bodbreed.
It's like my music, I want my music to reflect, like, you know, like when you're like shedding your skin, like pause, but like, it's like, I'm giving you the old version of me, so to speak. So growing up, you know how it goes. And especially with the type of music that I chose to make, especially for this project, just sound like, you know, like a little bod breed kid. So that's kind of what I kind of the concept of where I was going with it. Yeah. And, like my new projects coming up, you're going to see like the growth within myself. Like, I'm going to be talking differently. I'm going to be, the titles are going to be different. It's like if my the tape that I dropped before Bodbreed is Asylum with a kid on the front.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like the stages of me growing up, basically.
It's a progression.
Yeah. Just growing up. Like, yeah, I used to be like that little Bodbreed kid, but no, we're grown now, you know, we have kids, family, businesses, stuff like that to look out for. So
big man things.
Yeah, big man things. So I want to show me growing up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Although I'm already grown, I didn't, people miss that stage of my life, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm showing it now, reflecting it in the music, so to speak.
And with music also, it's good to use as like a time capsule of the different points of your life too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's, Bodbreed is kind of where my mental was at too, as well, right? You know, now it's time to elevate and grow the hell up.
And even with that, like, was it something that you recorded, like, all for that project? Like, you know, let me just do this project directly, or did you have like a bunch of songs? Like, you have a shitload of songs in the vault type thing.
I knew that. No, I didn't. This time, I didn't do it like that. I knew that by the end of the year, I wanted to drop another project.
Right.
So, I was in the recording process, and like I usually start with like the first song that I know for sure that I want to put on it. And then I kind of go from that vibe.
Yeah.
And Sprinter was the first song. So Sprinter was kind of a bop. So I kind of stayed in that realm, like just giving it every song a bop to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like not just, you know, not everything so in depth, so to speak.
Yeah, a little bit lighter this time.
A little lighter, not super barred up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not so conscious, you know, like, so more on the page of like just a vibe, like a bounce, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So let's go back a bit though, since this is the first time I'm having an opportunity to do a full interview with you.
Yeah.
You grew up in Scarborough, mm-hmm. The McCowan and Shepherd area.
We love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
Yeah.
What was life like growing up in that area? And like, I'm not as super familiar with all the Scarborough hoods.
Yeah.
So is there like a specific name of that hood type of thing?
We go by MS or Pitfield.
Okay.
MS.
Oh, I know Pitfield.
Yeah. Everybody knows Pitfield. That's really the foundation of it all, you know? The roots where it comes from.
Yeah.
MS is the street name. Right. And, but growing up in that neighborhood, there's a lot of Asians.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of brown people, Tamil, Paki,
mm-hmm.
that sort. A lot of black people as well.
Yeah.
Growing up, we're always the underdog because we're such a small block. So we're a little bit, we have that chip on our shoulder mm-hmm. naturally, right? Because it's like we're going up against a lot of the big dogs.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, growing up those days, it's like people don't want to give you your credit. You know, so we're fighters, like mm-hmm. truthfully, like I'm a fighter. Whether you know, that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
We have to fight to survive, really, to make a name for ourselves. You know, luckily we got Roti Hut and Island Spice that's keeping us alive. You know, shout out Portion too, right?
Yeah, Portion from that hood too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, shout out, there's a couple other artists from the ends, you know, shout them out. They're doing their thing as well. You know, some of them are part of the OVO camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big names, you know, Baca's one of them. You know, so, you know, a lot of people that still represent, you know, for where I'm coming from. You know what I mean?
I feel like I've seen a video of Drake going over to Pitfield before.
Of course.
Were you around him that time when he did that visit?
So I've seen him in the hood a couple of times, yes. But that video specifically, I was in prison at that time. So I watched that video from I was in Mill Haven at the time when Mill Haven was, reception.
Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah. So that's where I was there. So I seen this. I think it was a P Rain video.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I'm not, it's like call in my hood, pause. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up, like, what kind of kid were you in high school? Were you, I know you were a baller.
Yeah, I played ball still. I played basketball. But, you know, I still had that bod breed, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Still. And I wasn't like getting in trouble like that, but outside of it, like, I grew up in the time where getting in trouble wasn't cool.
Okay.
Yeah. We weren't trying to get caught. So I was doing the shit sneaky, you know, trying not to get caught with it. But I was playing basketball. I also danced. You know, I was in a dance group. And, but music's always been a part of the life, right? It's always been a part of the lifestyle. You know, I always wanted to be involved in it. Like growing up, you know, a couple of niggas from the hood, shit were rapping too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so I got uncles that are DJs. Shout out my uncle Fire Kitstini, one of the
Gonna ask you which one.
Yeah, the GOAT.
The GOAT
of the city.
Your uncle is Fire Kitstini.
Yeah, blood.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And you have like a bunch of uncles who are DJs.
Yeah, I do.
So any like notable like DJs and stuff too?
Right now I'll shout out Fire Kid and mm-hmm. and DJ White Boy. That's my family.
Wow.
DJ White Boy.
So you have like a lot of reggae roots
going on
back in the days. You're just hearing Bears dancehall going on.
Yeah, yeah, I know every reggae song from since Wapi Kill Philip, if you know that saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. Like that's what I grew up in, right? Like music, like and I only named a few of my family members that are DJs, but like I have a ton of load of majority of my uncles could DJ, basically.
So that never made you want to DJ?
Kind of, but not really though.
Mm.
Not really. Like it always made me like, what I would do is like, when I learned how to use a computer and download music and shit, mm-hmm. I'd like have like sound clashes with my people then, like tune for tune, but never really thought to DJ still.
Yeah. You never got into the blending and all that.
No,
type shit.
I don't even really understand. I watch my uncles do it, but I don't understand it yet. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'd probably be pretty good at it, but I never really like got into it really. Yeah.
Before you even getting into music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you making it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that like, actually, let me rephrase this question. When you started getting into music, being around all your uncles who DJ and you're hearing tunes and, you know, rhythms that make people move and stuff like that, did that help you in like your approach of making music?
Yeah, it did.
Talk to me about that.
Because even if you listen to Bodbreed, like a lot of artists make good music, don't get it twisted, but not music you can rock to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And bounce, like dance to, you know what I'm saying? And have a little bop or a 1-2 step.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of artists, like I said, shout them out, but they make great music, but not where you know, you could dance to it, you know, and still be talking that talk.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do that because of my roots and where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
You know, because like you said, listening to reggae and certain rhythms and certain shit like that, right? So it helped me navigate a little bit differently. And my approach is different, right? I hear the beat differently too. Yeah.
Yeah. You put a rhythmic flow to it rather than just straight rapping.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm going to give you that, the rap, right? But like, for the most part, I try to, like you said, put that rhythm on it.
And, you know, even with you coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the dance crew, because at one point the dance crews were super popping in Toronto.
Yeah.
You weren't, right? The Dainty Crime, all these different crews.
Yeah.
Which crew were you a part of?
I was part of a crew called Dynasty back in the day.
I heard of them.
We went up against another underdog.
Mm.
We were just the underdogs again. But we went up against a lot of the big guys like Mad Skills, the Dainty Crimes, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They all know us because we were young though. Those guys are older, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, shout out to Roach too. You know, he was a dancehall king. He was killing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, we went up against a lot of the top guys, like, School of Mayhem, a lot of great, like back in those days, like you said, if you weren't dancing or you weren't in the streets, or playing ball, you aren't really cool.
Yeah.
Back those days, at least.
The dance crew stuff, right?
Yeah.
Was there ever like, because I know that now we're so used to rap beef.
Yeah.
Was there ever dancing beef?
For sure. With us, yeah, 100%.
What did that look like, fam? Like, niggas is really like, why is it the competitiveness? Is moves? Like, what happens?
Because a lot of us, again, it's just like rap beef. It was the same. It was not the same, but it was similar in the sense of ignorance.
Yeah.
Us being ignorant. Yo, we don't like how that those guys are looking at us at that battle type shit. Like, what do you mean? Or they won and we're Ben. So it's like, oh, these guys are babies. They're dressed too fly and take their shit.
Yeah.
You know, so. And then again, it's just like social media. You see what's going on. A man says, that guy's shit. And then from when you said he's shit, now we're beefing, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or back in those days, you take a man's heart out of his chest and then it's like you hit him too hard and now a man are tussling.
Like, don't touch me.
Don't touch me. there's an artist. I'm not going to say no names, right? But there's an artist that used to dance back in the day as well. And I don't like to say dance because I just feel like it's weird because the stripping and all that stuff. But you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But there's an artist that used to dance. And me and my people, them, my dance group back then, we got into a beef with him. He's a guy now, right? Out in the streets, right? He does his thing. Like I said, shout him out too, but we got into an altercation with him.
Yeah.
And he was as bouted as you see him today is as bouted as he was as a child when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so it was serious. Niggas talking about calling my bro, get the this, get the that.
You know, over
dance beef. And people got shot over it too, you know what I mean? Because
wild.
Because you gotta remember, we're all coming from a lot of us are coming from poverty, the hood, all that. So ignorance is there, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of men are not taking no check. And a lot of bad men, whether people want to say it or not, a lot of bad men were dancing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
No, fam.
With stuff on them, ready to go, like going to, pulling up. Trust me, if you know about Regent Park, those like No Sweat, they was a gang that could dance.
The No Sweat crew.
No Sweat. Yeah, they was doing the dudes back those days. Robbing you. You couldn't perform certain places.
That's crazy.
It got tizzy. I mean, we stopped my people, me and my group of people, we stopped early.
Mm.
You know, we started early, but we stopped early too, right? We didn't, because again, we got too involved in other activities, right?
And there's not really a lot of, it's hard to make money in dancing.
It is. And we were kids, right? So we were thinking about the money, don't get it twisted. But again, like you said, it's so hard.
You know, you only get maybe a few hundred, whatever, per man, maybe $100 per man to get in a music video or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Back then, it was probably they would pay like the main guy, the leader of the crew, and he'd have to piece off everybody else.
If he does.
Yeah, real shit.
So from the dancing, you know, let's take it to like the late 90s.
Yeah.
Give me what pops into your brain when I say Lil Wayne, Hot Boys.
That's who I wanted to be. That's who we, like me and my brothers and stuff growing up, that's exactly who I wanted to be. I remember going in grade 7 on a school that I went to. Me and one of my brothers, we wrapped bandanas around our wrists, our heads, just to represent, you know, based off of the Lil Wayne and the Hot Boys. That's the era for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really made me fall in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause it was like looking at a version of yourself type of thing. If you get what I mean.
Yeah. Well, he was super young at the time.
Super young. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're just looking at like, yo, that's us. Like, you know, like that's how we are. But yeah. That's one of my rap role models.
Yeah. You know, salute to Lil Wayne, man. And I'm gonna circle back for a quick second before we move forward because, you know, you mentioned a few times, like, you know, going away and different things and like just different things that could happen with the street, right?
Yeah.
And I've asked this question to other artists, but I want to start making it a regular question I ask. Rather than when did you jump off the porch?
Like,
that doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
But what made you, like, you know, now that you can reflect at an older age, like, what do you think the reason was it that, you know, the first time you said, you know, I need to get out here and just do some shit?
For me, it was watching my mom struggle.
Mm.
You know, and I know that's really, you know, you hear a lot of young black men say it.
Yeah.
But the truth is that really what it was.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Like it was just watching her struggle, wanting things for myself. I was always very independent growing up. I had no choice to be single mom. So I was very independent from a young age. So for me, it was like watching her struggle and like getting eviction notices and, you know, not being able to do certain things that I'm watching other kids do. And, you know, and I was just like, and then me and my mom, she's like one of my best friends. So it's like, how are you going to watch your dog suffer? You know, what are you going to do about it? And then, you know, you searching for love in all the wrong places, right?
Yeah.
You go and find it in the streets. So it was like, not that I didn't get love at home from my mother, but or my family, but it's like human nature. You always want more, right? Right. So I always wanted more. And I just, like I said, just watching her struggle, going to work all the time and still seeing her struggle. Like, so for me, it was confusing young until I started getting older and like working this hard. And I got one Christmas gift this year, you know, or like none, or like watching her cry and like just going through it, you know, cause she's trying to work and, you know, my mom's one of the strongest people I know. So just watching her go through that process, it was like, nah, something got to give. I got to figure it out. Yeah? And I tried a lot of different outlets, you know, working, all that stuff. But like you said, you know, jumping off the porch felt like the cool thing to do, I guess, at the time.
Yeah.
And again, it was a lot of pain going on too. You know, I'm angry. I'm angry at my situation. Like, why me? You know, why can't I get the PlayStation? You know, like, what, I got to wait 2-3 years later when it's old to get it? Like, what I want it now, too, when my brethren just got it for Christmas.
Yeah.
When I'm getting up boxers and a t-shirt, and it's like, what the fuck, right? So, for me, it was like, fuck that. We got to change this shit. And I always wanted to take care of my mom. I don't know. It was just in me from young. So,
yeah. No, I read it, bro.
Yeah.
Even with, you know, you mentioned, you're away for a while, and I've been to the same spot that you're talking about, Millhaven. It's like the at the time when it was open, right? Yeah, yeah. It's like a reception center. And you go through your processing and mental test and everything. Yeah, and then they figure out what your security level is. And then they're going to put you into your mother institution. Right?
Yeah.
One thing I learned over my space of time when I was away, like, it gave me a little structure. I ain't going to lie. Like, I was waking up earlier and different things like that.
It did.
What about for you? Like, I know jail sucks, but did you learn something from it?
So, there is a saying, and I don't really remember. What is it? I don't remember right now, but for me, when I went there, it was, I went in as a boy, I left as a man. So that's what it was for me. It did give me the structure, a timetable to follow, knowing that, yo, getting up, waking your bed, keeping your cell clean, you know, getting on your hands and your knees, pause and cleaning your cell and making sure it's good and following a routine and just learning how to mind your fucking business. A lot of, like, that taught me a lot. Like, jail taught me that, like, yo, not everybody's your brethren. You know what I'm saying? And mind your fucking business.
Yeah.
You know, and stay out of people's way. And it kept me from, I wasn't the most talkative person before, but that showed me really to silence, the power of silence. Yeah. It showed me the power of silence, you know? Don't be a man of you know, be a man of action.
Yeah.
Be a man of action.
I'm going to write that down right there. The power of silence.
Yeah.
That's the title for this episode right here. That's a powerful line right there, fam.
Yeah.
No, fam, it's real talk, man. And so we've gone through all these different stages in life, right? And you get into the rapping now.
Yeah.
Did you start with the name Bugs?
That was always my name growing up. Okay. So I just, it was like, wasn't even like a thought for me. Like, what else? I didn't want to think of no creative rap name.
Yeah.
I after a while, you know, like first year in, I'm like, well, maybe I should have changed it. Because there's too many comparisons. Like, and I, at first coming into this shit, like I didn't understand a lot. Right. So like, you know, I was being, yo, who's this guy? This is another Bugs. And I'm like, my name's not even close to that name. Like, what are you talking? Like, you know, taking certain little shit personal, right? You know how it goes, especially I'm new to social media too, right? So a lot of shit I was taking personal. Like, don't compare me to nobody. Like, the names are not even the same. Like, I'm me, he's him, shout him out. Like, you know, like all that shit. But then, after a while, I'm like, yo, that's me. My name has always been that name and that's what I'm going to rock out with. Yeah, it's always been my from a child.
Yeah. So, how you get that name from a child, if you don't mind me asking?
So, it's a funny story, but I think I told this before, but I was wearing a jersey back in the day, Muggsy Bogues' jersey.
Yeah.
I think it was not the Hornets of Charlotte. I think it was Charlotte. And I wore it probably, I want to say the whole summer. That same fucking jersey. And I was short. So my man and me were like, yo, they used to call me Muggsy Bogues, the whole name. Like, Muggsy Bogues. I was short playing ball, right? Then one of my closest friend at that time, he's like, yeah, because the way I acted didn't represent Muggsy Bogues. Yeah. He's a basketball player. I'm playing ball, yeah, but I'm doing rocks at cars, stealing from the store. Like, you're, you know,
pod breed,
right? You know, doing that shit outside, Nicky Nine Door. You know, catching somebody at the bus stop, robbing them, that type of shit, like little kid shit. Right?
Yeah.
So my homie's like, and when I get mad, I get really mad, right? So he's like, we can't call you that. And he just one day said, yo, we're calling you Bugs. And then from there, just, that was it.
You're stuck.
That was stuck. Yeah. It was like, fuck, I want to say like 11.
Wow.
Like 11, 10, like, I don't want to say 10, no. 11, yeah, like 11.
That's crazy, fam. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's real though, because most people, like, when you're real, your real nickname, usually comes from somebody giving you a nickname, whether it's in the hood, in the family, or something.
Making up a name for yourself is not a nickname.
Yeah.
I don't consider
it. No, it's just real talk, fam. Yeah, it's not your nickname. It's not what people call you when you're not on camera. You know what I'm saying?
like your mom has a nickname for you, your dad or your girl, like, you know, yeah. Like they gave you that name. So to me, that's what a nickname is.
Yeah, no, that's real, fam.
Yeah.
And now that you're in the music game, right? Like, let's say about 3 years ago, I started seeing you like really start putting out music. Mm-hmm. When I went back in your YouTube channel, mm-hmm. your first music video on your YouTube channel is about 2 years ago.
Correct. It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that when you really started getting serious about putting out music, or were you like
at that
doing it, but not letting everybody see it?
Exactly. You just said it. Exactly. I was doing it, but like, I never wanted to show my face, brother.
Mm.
I was caught up in that, the typical nigga mentality. Mm-hmm. Nah, I can't show my face. Fuck rapping this, that. But it was in me. Mm-hmm. You know, how I carry myself. So it was like, I never wanted to even shoot a video, let alone, you know, just making records.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, my one homie, I put out a song. I didn't put out a video.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my dogs came to me. He's like, you know, there's no turning back, right? And I'm not going to lie. I never told him this before, but that shit scared the shit out of me, bro. Yeah. Because it was like, you got to remember, I'm putting myself in front of this camera all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm not a man that likes it like that, you know, to be in front of the camera and this and that. And I just wanted to make the music. That's what jumping in it, I didn't think about the steps and the process.
It's a business. Yeah.
It's a business. I didn't really take that in. It's just like, yo, I make a 1-2 banger. And people that are going to feel this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm from the streets and I lived the life. And I mean, I got a story to tell too. And,
yeah.
And then I realized, holy shit, man, I didn't really like that, bro. You know what I mean? There's a story and I wanted to shout you out just before I forget.
Yeah, man.
There's something that you did for me and I never got to tell you. It pissed me off, but it helped me.
Okay, talk to me.
It was the freestyle I came to do, if you remember how that went. It didn't go as planned the first day. I had to circle back and then do it over and blah, 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 right? Because I didn't follow prepared, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember now.
And there was certain things that you said to me that you said something to me like, yo, you rappers are spoiled.
Big Sleuth is Steven Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steven Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steven Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer! Big salute to this episode's sponsor, Exotic Hot Pots, with great strains and merch and delivery all across the GTA. You can hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pot CA, or subscribe to their Telegram at Exotic Hot Pot. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop podcast. Salute to the sponsors. Cheer!
Because you guys are not, you know, you guys are going over your lyrics. And at first I took it like, oh, this guy, bro, what do you mean? You know, the biggest artists do this shit. But I said, wait a second. Let's take the constructive criticism for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since that day, and shout out on Dusty too, because he said something to me, you'll always be prepared.
Mm.
And again, like I told you, jumping in this shit, I just jumped in it. Like, make a 1-2 track and I'm gone clear. Yeah, tell me what.
Yeah.
But that's not how this goes. There's a process that you can't skip.
Mm.
And I figured that out. There's a process that I was trying to skip without even realizing I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's a process. You know what I'm saying? And for me, again, being ignorant, thinking like, you know it all type shit. I didn't receive it the first day. You see, but when I went home, because remember, I circled back ready and I did what I was supposed to do.
Knocked it out like, I think one take.
One take, right? But what I'm trying to say is, if you didn't tell me what you said in the way that you said it, people are going to take it like, yo, this guy talking to me like that. Remember, I'm coming from the streets, brother. And you know how it goes, man. Yeah. Don't talk to me like that. I'm sorry. No this, but man's just not talking to me any kind of way and I'm not doing something about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so for me, it was like, this is a business. Understand what the man was saying to you. He never called you out your name. Never put his hands on you. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Didn't do nothing to me, but just give me words of encouragement. My job is to receive it and take it how it was supposed to be taken. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I went and did. And from that day forward, I chose to always make sure I'm prepared wherever I go and however I do go about it.
Yeah.
You know, I did another freestyle at Studio Legends. Shout them out. Shout out Studio Legends.
I seen that one. That was crazy.
And it was like, I was like, because of that conversation that you and I had, and I even went in there and told them the story. Mm. Like, yo, Friday said this and that, but yo, listen, from that day forward, I'm like cutthroat with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like cutthroat with it. Hold on. Can I answer this quick?
Yeah.
I'm in an interview. I love you. I said this on camera, by the way. Yeah. But yeah. But from that point on, brother, I was like super, like now cutthroat. I'm like, ain't no motherfucker gonna talk to me like that again and make me feel like no type of way. And again, like I said, it's a business. Mm. And what I learned is, don't lead with your heart. Right? In business.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I kind of did. Like I took what you said at first personal.
Mm.
I was like, who the fuck? What the fuck? And I don't know this shit, but that's not your problem. Whose problem is that? You're not making the music. That's my fucking problem. That's a Bugs problem. So why am I getting mad at Friday for a Bugs problem? I need to be fucking prepared. And that's the every artist out there right now, my brothers, sisters, yo, just be prepared because you never fucking know. I could have ran in, like you said, though, you guys were saying that day, my nigga, you could have ran into fucking one of the biggest artists and he's like, yo, give me a 16 and you're there. You can't remember your shit. There's your opportunity that just gone like that. What am I doing it for, right? So I said, you know what? Thank you, guys. It burned. And I left that day. I told my cousin, I'm like, I'm thankful. I even said it as I left.
Mm.
I'm thankful for that because it showed me like, who the fuck do you think you are? So I look at it like this. I'm hungrier than ever. So I'm not playing with it. I'm not anywhere yet to be playing with it.
Yeah.
And even if I get somewhere, I'm still not playing with it because even the top of the tops, they're not playing with it.
Look how hungry. Like Drake has only now, and listen, thank you, fam. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say also, when I give any advice, whether it's to you or any artist,
yeah,
but like with you especially, like, cause I fuck with you, fam, on a personal level. Like I like your energy. I've seen you around different places when I was at the old studio and everything too.
Yeah.
Right? It's coming from a place of, I want to see the man them win.
Yeah.
Right? And I've watched different people who I've watched get to the greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's what they're doing, right? So like, to bring it back to somebody like Drake.
Yeah.
This man is like, before his break, he was acting like he was a day one rapper, bro.
Yeah.
The criticism that people give him on his shit, he's taking it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
He's on Instagram going crazy like every day. I'm like, yo, fam, like you made it.
Nah.
But he does, nah.
The dog's in it.
Still on your fucking neck, bro.
The dog's in it. When the dog's in you, the dog's in you.
Yeah. That's just what I want to see from everybody, bro.
It's like, I got a one story, quick story. It's like, so a couple people that fuck with me, pause, and you know, that support my shit.
Mm.
They seen a, it came at me because I must have did a song with somebody, right? And they were like, yo, bro, listen, I don't know about that look for you.
Mm.
And I told them like this. Ain't nobody going to send me a open verse and I'm not going to try to fucking shred that shit up.
Yeah.
Whether I can or I cannot, my job is to try.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, I'm going to try to demolish this beat, demolish this verse, because that's what I'm in it for.
Yeah.
Right? So it was like, I just wanted people to get that. Like, don't tell me about the good look. I am who I am. I represent me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when you see me, when you meet me, you'll see that.
Yeah.
I represent me. You know what I mean? I represent love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, and yeah, and that hunger. Right. So I at first I was like, yeah, I get it. I get what you guys are saying. And I appreciate it because you're looking out for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm as hungry as a motherfucker. So guess what, guys? Any beat, anything you send me, my job is to fucking destroy that shit and step on their necks with it every single time. Like you said, you just said, homie's doing what he's doing, right? He's who he is, and look at what he's doing, right? Look at what he's doing. He's still on people's neck with it, right?
Damn.
So they're hungry, right? He's not letting up.
Even on his break, he's still posting, bro.
Come on, bro. So I'm saying, yo, at the end of the day, yeah, we get it, but like, all of us as Toronto artists, underdog artists, whatever you want to say. Yo, bro, we got to stay on the next. Look at Pressa. Yeah. Not that enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. What do you talk about? All these top dogs, all the top dogs right now that are killing this shit, they're not letting up. So what the fuck am I letting up for? I don't give a fuck who the fuck asks me for whatever.
Yeah. You know, no, fam.
You put the business there and then after that, the rest is up to me. Like, I just got to go in there and give it my all. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely, bro. And you know, even with this music game, right?
Yeah.
What do you see as one of the biggest struggles in making music?
It's like, because Toronto, especially Toronto, it's hard to think outside of Toronto sometimes, being in a city so long. But it's like, it's so hard to appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and that is obviously what most artists want to do. You know, if you want to appeal to everybody. So it's kind of hard because it's like what you said, like, I'm not dissing nobody's music, but I don't make certain type of music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not dissing nobody in my tracks or calling up a man's name. And I'm not against it. I don't want the man to do it because I just want the man to stay safe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, and stay out of trouble. But I don't put certain things in my music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully, that's just off of just my upbringing and what I stand for, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so sometimes that's hard because, you know, we see, controversial sales, right?
Yeah, controversy sales, yeah. And that it's easy motion, bro. You're smoking on somebody. All of a sudden, you're getting reposted by all of the blogs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't mind it because it's like my road is going to be longer. I get it, but it's better for me. You know what I'm saying? It's just better for who I am and what I want to represent and what I stand for.
Yeah.
You know, I still have my morals and my principles that I stand on, and I salute everybody who does too. You know, but that's me though.
Yeah.
So there's certain things that I'm just not going to go against just cause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just what it is. Like, I'm not going to say certain things in my music just cause. And people don't understand it. The power of the tongue. You know what I mean? It's real. You know, you speak a lot of things into existence, right?
Facts.
So I got to be careful for what I'm spitting out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and again, like I said, you're going to hear in the upcoming projects that I have the change of what I'm trying to represent and what I'm trying to show to people, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my kids be listening too, so I gotta be careful too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta be careful.
No, fam, that's some big man things, bro. Yeah. Like, I rate it, bro. And I through your journey, just from watching from the outside, I've been seeing that. Like, I know it's a struggle to, like, stay out of the polys.
Yeah, for sure.
Or speak about polys and stuff like that. Everybody has their own real lives and different things that are going on in their real lives.
Yeah.
But when you go in now and you get on these Instagrams or wherever and you make things that could be part of your real life public, it gets sticky, fam.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It does.
So I commend you for staying the path where it's like, my music shit is my music shit and my real shit is my real shit.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
And I learned that again by being arrested. And I tell all the rappers and all my, yo, brothers, sisters, again, leave the street shit to the streets. Whatever's music, keep it in music.
Yeah.
Please. Only reason why I say this, and I'm not dissing nobody, I'm not going at nobody, but I'm saying this because they're trying to tear us down, my guys. They're trying to destroy us, my guys. They don't want us to elevate. They see the power in us.
Yeah.
Don't make it easy for them to keep us fucking, what's the word, caged in. Like, let's break through these cages, let's kick down the barriers, let's do this.
Yeah.
Leave the street shit for the streets. Keep it off the fucking airwaves. We're better than that. We're smarter than that. They don't need to know what the fuck we're doing. If you gotta handle some shit in the streets, handle it in the streets. Leave it in the streets. That's where it needs to be left. They don't give a fuck. They're not praising you when you think that they're praising you, bro. They don't give a fuck. They're laughing at us, bro.
Yeah.
They're fucking laughing at us killing off each other and all that shit. But that's, I don't want to get too deep on that. But you guys know what I'm saying.
No, it's
don't make it easy for them, bro. We were smarter than that. Us, all of us artists, all of us out here trying to make a something out of nothing. We're better than that. Trust me, guys. We're way better than that.
Yeah.
I don't care. Diss who you want to diss, but leave it in the streets, my nigga. Leave that shit in the streets. Like, real shit. This is the way that they're trying to keep us down. People don't realize that. They're trying to keep us down by all this negative shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, real shit.
We speak about it all the time on the podcast. And a lot of people don't realize they're listening very closely.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of the boy them or the police, whatever, just to make it more plain for our American audience, like, they know the slang. It's not even just that they don't know the slang. They don't have to have somebody come and teach them the slang.
Yeah.
The people that they're hiring came from the streets, a lot of these guys.
What are you talking about?
They're coming from different hoods or whatever. They listen to hip hop their whole life.
Yeah.
And now they have a job as a cop. They don't have to be taught the slang. So when they're listening to the tunes, they're hearing it clearly. They don't have to listen to it 2-3 times to be able to catch that. Nah, fam, they're fans of the shit.
Of course.
And now if they have to arrest you and use your own lyrics against you, it's not going to be a hard thing, bro.
No. You know, you get lucky if a cop doesn't want to, you know what I mean? Throw the book at you type shit. But like, come on, bro. And again, like I said, my brothers, I'm saying this from a nigga that's coming from just the walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, don't make their job. We know this, guys. We all know this. So let's not be stupid. Don't make their job easy for them.
Yeah.
They get paid taxpayers' money. Don't make their job easy for them. Don't fucking give them the blueprint and spell it out for them so they know the Wagwans are the Wagwans. They don't need to know shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Let them go do their job, man. Real shit. You guys know who I'm talking about. Let them go fucking do their job. We're better than that. You know what I'm saying? Let them fucking go and have to work and figure out who you're talking about and what you're talking about. Let them go do their job, bro. But now when we directly say things, we're making it easy for these guys.
Come on, bro. And I've seen a multitude of songs played in court, bro.
Come on. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, free all the man them too. Don't forget that shit. Free all the man them. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question on a more broader tip. Mm-hmm. All right. With the city, and we mentioned Drake earlier.
Okay.
Can Toronto produce another Drake level artist?
Yes.
Tell me how. Cause like Drake's been, he's been running the shit for like, what, 13 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We got Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
Who's, let's say, reached halfway, almost 3/4 of what his success is.
Well, we just talking rap or we just, because there's a lot of artists that's kicked open some doors.
On an R&B level, I will say that we have had some big exports come out of Canada. Besides The Weeknd, mm-hmm. we've had Daniel Caesar, mm-hmm. Jesse Reyes.
Yeah.
So we've had some big R&B artists.
We're forgetting one.
Who?
Division,
yeah.
That's my brother right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Salute to Daniel. You know what I'm saying?
That's my brother.
Okay, so R&B, we don't really have a problem getting our R&B artist out there from Toronto.
Okay.
But to get another Drake level, or at least, I won't even say Drake level, because that's hard to match. But let's say somebody who's on the level of a Lil Baby.
I think we could do it. I'm a person, I try to stay as positive as I can. So that's why when you ask me that, my answer is always 10 times out of 10, it's going to be yes, we can.
And you're an artist.
I have to. So I believe in my city. I believe in the artists. I believe myself. I feel like we could do it. I don't know what it's going to take. I used to think I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I said, when I jumped in this shit, I thought I knew some shit and I didn't. So I'm learning right now as you speak. I don't know. Give me a year or two. I might come back with a different answer for you and say, yo, Friday, if we do X, Y, Z, this is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I could come up here and say unity and all of this stuff. I don't know what we need yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I personally don't know. I thought I did before,
yeah.
but now I really don't know. Being in it for this long now too and seeing what's going on,
mm-hmm.
I don't really know what we need yet, but I believe that it could be done. There's no way you're going to tell me that we're just going to have a one Drake and that's it for my city. Nah, brother.
That's an anomaly, bro. Like,
it's
almost unfair because we've seen so many other cities blow up because they had the one guy blow up first.
Mm-hmm.
And then the floodgates are open with a whole bunch of other rappers, Houston, all these different places.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's going to happen for us, brother. Trust me.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to take and I don't know when it's going to happen, but that's going to happen for us because you're going to watch back this interview. And people are going to take this in and I'm planting the seed from now and they're going to hear it and something's going to change. I don't know when and I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm telling you, brother, right now, the city's going to change. We have a lot of artists that are doing great things.
Mm-hmm.
Shout them out. what it is the artists that are doing great things. This is a message to you top dogs. You got to draw for some people though. You know, to make the thing stronger, pause. But you got to draw for some of the man them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Obviously, if you have polys with certain people, don't. You know what I mean? Yeah. But there's certain people, draw for the man them. And it will look good. It will look good. It will show some type of structure over here, some type of unity.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, I don't feel like calling any names, but like, a certain man draw for a certain man, I'm telling you, and they're standing up beside each other. Looks great, brother.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm still making my way, but like, me and Portia standing beside each other. Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It shows something to the people there. Yeah, he's my brother. Yeah, we come from the same end, blase, but like, it's my brother, my nigga. Like, for us making music together, people like to see that type of shit. You know, there's a couple other artists, what's their name, man? I think it's Blockboy Twitch and John C.
John C, yeah.
Yo, you see them when they're doing their music thing together? It looks sick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see, what's the next one now? I seen him doing his Tuggy. 777
Tommy.
And then he had a next brother with him too. That was, they were doing their rap thing together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that. I'm pretty sure I even seen him with Roadrunner, you know what I'm saying? The 7-7 Tommy.
Yeah, no. So
that
I get exactly what you're saying. Like,
you know what I mean?
You know, when I seen Bushman and Boondog and YG link up together, I was like,
that's what we need to see.
Do that again.
Yeah, that's what we need to see.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you see them link, it's like, okay, this is possible.
Yeah, and it's even better. Like, it's cool when mans are from the same ends. That's cool.
Yes, exactly.
But it's even better when mans are from different ends.
Different sides of the city. And it's like, oh, yeah, they linked? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's good.
And did a whole project together? Whoa.
Come on. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
When you see them link, it's like you said, being from the same block is one thing. But, like, you link it with a man from Oversaw?
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay.
Yeah, just dropped a 5-song EP or something on their head top, bro. What?
You're motivating.
Yeah.
You're showing the people them, yo, we could do this.
Yeah.
Obviously, we get it. Not everybody can mix. Let's not be stupid here. Not everybody can mix, but come on, guys. The ones that can, let's try a thing. You know, Portion, lately has been working with a lot of artists, and that's what I'm telling him, like, brother, this looks great. This looks great, brother. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And it's like, he might be on a higher level than some of them, but it's like what I'm saying. Just draw for some of them and them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like him drawing for me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's good, man. It's good. It's a good look for us.
No, fam. Yeah. Oh, that's real talk right there. Yeah, man. Listen, I enjoyed having this conversation with you here, bro.
Yeah.
I feel that we got to learn a lot about Bugs and everything that you got going on and your come up story.
Yeah.
And, you know, just everything that you got going on now, man. You know what I mean? What you got coming up next? Like, now that we're in the beginning of the year.
Now it's, I'm trying to learn myself a little bit more now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm trying to learn more about myself. So I can tap in to that artist that I really want to unleash now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Start speaking that realer shit that I want to spit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm just back to the drawing board, brother. And I'm just figuring out. I'm just trying to map out my next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have planned out my next 6 months. And within that plan, I plan to, I don't want to say rebrand, but, you know, just restructure the thing a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And switch up how I'm going about it. Like I said in one of my posts, like, my approach to music now is going to be different now.
Mm.
So right now I'm doing a lot of, my plans are to do a lot of studying. I wasn't a writer before this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing now. I'm trying to write now, you know, every day, bit by bit, little by little.
Nice.
You know, and hopefully within that 6 months, I got an album. Oh, I'm going to drop a couple of singles in between time. Cause like you said, I have some shit in the stash that I just want to get out there.
For sure.
You know, and shoot some videos. There's a project that I don't know if I was supposed to keep it a secret, but I don't care. Me and Portion, we're probably going to drop something.
Dope.
A collab tape, me and Portion.
Hold on. That needs an air horn.
Holy, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me and Portion are going to drop a collab tape. That's what the movement is right now. And yeah, man, I'm just hitting that drawing board and just figuring out. I'm just trying to adapt now to what's really going on. Like every year you got to change, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to adapt to what's going on. So right now, just studying, man. Yeah. Just being the student that you need to stay being. And yeah, I'm just studying the game right now. Just trying to do a lot more reading too, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm not the biggest reader or writer. So I'm trying to change that.
Yeah.
You know, try to, get my writing skills up.
And when you talk about reading, you're talking about like books or audiobooks?
Yeah. Both.
Yeah. Cause audiobooks is good enough to me, fam. I like to read, mm-hmm. but because I don't have the time to sit there and read books, I'm always editing or doing something. Mm-hmm. Like I crunch a lot of audiobooks, bro.
So you just slap it on and you just listen to it.
Yeah,
while you're
I'm driving, yeah. doing whatever. I'm just yeah. listening to a book.
So I've been seeing some pop up on my shit. So mm-hmm. I haven't yet, but I'm going to, that is one way it's like my lazy version of when I don't want to read, you know, like playing it while I'm like cleaning the yard or something, you know? Or like you said, driving or something. Me, but yeah, I plan on doing a lot of that now. I'm studying a lot of stuff about like what successful people do, like in mm-hmm. their daily habits and their routine.
Yes.
You know, and obviously I'm not trying to copy them, but at least take bits and pieces of the stuff that I hear that I feel like could match with me and mm-hmm. and add it to my formula and try to take over this shit.
All right, fam. I'll recommend you some books when we get off of this year. Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of different books in my library of different things that I've downloaded from Audible, like Grant Cardone, all these different people who have serious success stories, billions of dollars, and that's the people I'm trying to get the information from, bro.
Exactly, right? Why not, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Man. Nah, fam, I'm looking forward to everything that you got coming up, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The music's always dope,
yeah.
but I always like to get the story of the artist.
Yeah, yeah.
And the music as well, fam. So I appreciate you doing this today. You know what I'm
appreciate
saying?
Appreciate you, my brother, for even having me.
Before we get out of here, I got to salute my sponsors once again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club. All right. That's the sign that you see behind me here. Hit them up if you want that loud. Their Instagram page is diamondclub_Canada. Hit the link in their bio also. And, you know, use the code We Love Hip Hop. Get a discount on anything you need. And Steaming Hot Grabba, hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba, and also use the code We Love Hip Hop and get a discount on that grabba right there. Bugs,
yo,
I think I'm gonna take us out here.
Yo, there's one song. Why? I
talk to me. Which one you want?
Bod Breed.
Bod Breed.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Bod Breed album here.
The last song.
Let's lead us out here with Bod Breed.
Money, call me Lando. Money, call me Lando. We love hip hop.
Type
shit.
We love hip hop.
Racing to that money like I'm Lando. Bad boy. You don't want no Diddy roll with Jack boys. Bad boy. You don't want no wish you told Tag boy. Rude boy. Air nigga, I'll call him Balloon boy. Yeah.
They call me a hot
head. They call me a stepper. They call me on my head. I roll with them drillers. I chill with them
body. We love hip hop.